Hi, this is Nikit Karasgi from Eternal Podcast Design Thinking Principles. We are talking about design thinking in podcasting. In this episode, I want to talk about what do we next after we prototyped our minimum viable product. I also talked about one thing in my earlier podcast, which was we must invest in analytics for sure. So what is testing? Testing is a learning launch, and I'm going to discuss testing and learning launch in this podcast. Once your minimum viable product or your prototype is ready, once your artwork is ready, and once you've uploaded your podcast onto a portal, now is the time to go out in the market and test what is the actual response of the listeners. Your minimum viable product must now get introduced big time on social media, and you must create a massive buzz around your podcasts. You must talk to influencers. You must tell them to move your podcast, talk about your podcast to different people, share your podcast on the social media. And once that starts happening, start gathering the analytics information from various social media platforms where you spread the message to create the buzzword. You will get to know how many people are actually reading your posts, and then how much of that is getting converted into actual listening. And that's what you get to know from the portal where you have hosted your podcasts. Now, the portals typically give you an analysis of which countries are your podcasts being downloaded or listened. If you're getting into a very sophisticated analytic, then obviously you'll also get a lot more deeper data. So it gets to know which countries' downloads are happening, and therefore it reflects in form of analytics which you can see. You also get to know from which different portals your podcasts are now being viewed. For instance, there are certain podcast hosting portals. The moment you load your podcast, the moment you upload your podcast there, the RSS feed is automatically given to different podcast hosting portals like Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Spotify. It can go on to Deezer, it can go on to Google Podcasts, it can get on to Amazon Podcasts, so various other podcasts. Or at times you have the directory links available from where you will manually port your RSS feeds onto those hosting portals. Or you can have your own website where you can take the embedded link and post it on your website, and now you start measuring your traffic. You can also get onto Google and embed your link onto Google Analytics, and you can watch a whole lot of analytics that Google drives for you. And this becomes the part of your testing process. In the learning launch, if your analytics do well, which they do well in design thinking because you started with empathizing with people, and once you get to know that you're getting a good response, now is the time to go full on and move from the minimum viable product to scaling up your entire podcasting portal big time, because you know through the analytics that people are connecting with your podcast, they are listening to your podcast. But remember one thing. If you want to grow your podcast post your learning launch, you must carry the learning that you have derived from the learning launch and tweak your messages based on that, because learning launch is very, very important. Now, in a learning launch, what you also test is your capability. What you also test is, are you able to cater to the demand of the market? That means, are you able to execute your minimum viable product effectively? And the third part that starts coming out in testing is, can you now start thinking about monetizing your product? Because if you're getting analytics which are favoring you, which are suiting you, obviously now is the time to start thinking about how are you going to scale and how you're going to monetize your podcasts. And that's something that we will discuss in the next podcast of mine. So learning launch is an essential aspect about your minimum viable product. If you don't do learning launch, and if you keep building on your podcast, then you're building inventory of podcasts, which is just not moving, and it will frustrate you. Learning launch helps you to tweak your podcast. Learning launch helps you to understand whether your podcasts are doing well. Use analytics. And once you use analytics, you will know how it is working. Thank you very much. This is Nikit Karasgi signing off from this podcast. Stay tuned, stay connected with me, and I'll be happy to help you. Thank you. I'll see you in the next podcast.